Aircheckdownloads.com.
The 2 o'clock news. This is Steve Crozier. The first funeral of the victims of the Deal Barracks bombing has taken place today. 22-year-old Richard Feist, described as a gentle and dedicated musician, was buried in Cardiff. Meanwhile, thousands of people have lined the streets of Deal to see the Royal Marines bandsmen march through the town in tribute to their dead colleagues. Reporter Leon Robbins was there.
Thousands of people lined the streets waving banners and Union Jacks as more than 220 officers, bandsmen, Green Berets, Wrens and Junior Bandsmen made an emotional march through the town. Some of the Wrens were in tears. Former Principal Director of Music Colonel Graham Hoskins says it shows the Marines can never leave.
To do so would tear the heart out of the place, and I think it would be political suicide. The Royal Marines have been part of this town for many, many years. They are deeper into it now than they've ever been before.
10 gaps in the marching ranks provided a grim reminder of last week's atrocity. Leon Robbins, IRN, Deal.
The ambulance dispute has escalated today, with senior officers and control assistants voting to support an overtime ban. Crew members are already taking industrial action in protest at a 6.5% pay offer. A woman from Liverpool has made medical history by becoming the first in Britain to have a baby using a revolutionary fertility treatment. Kathleen Donaldson conceived with help from a treatment that's a step up from the existing in vitro fertilisation programme and is less expensive than IVF. Dr. John Hewitt, medical director of the programme at Liverpool Maternity Hospital, says the new treatment gives hope to thousands of childless women.
It is a simplified form of IVF, which will hopefully enable patients who up to now have not been able to receive IVF for mainly financial reasons. This treatment in the future, I feel, will go a long way towards opening up the availability of IVF treatment to more people.
The mother of a teenager who hanged himself at a Leeds prison says the jail did nothing to help her son. A new report is demanding that youngsters are moved out of Armley, where 5 boys have hanged themselves and another 50 have attempted suicide this year. A royal visit to South Wales this afternoon has caused local workmen a lot of heartache. Princess Anne's in Port Talbot, from where Lynn Courtney reports.
Council workmen in the town have been blushing after being told to go back to school to take some spelling lessons. They'd erected a huge banner in Station Road to welcome the royal visitor. But amused shoppers had to point out that the banner included a massive spelling mistake. Princess had been spelt without the final S. Princess Anne is to officially open the £5 million Civic Centre and then go on to Court Herbert in Neath to open the new St John Ambulance Brigade headquarters. Lynn Courtney, IRN, South Wales.
Football, this season's leading First Division scorer, Mike Newell of Everton, has been called into Bobby Robson's England squad for the crucial World Cup qualifier against Poland in Katowice a week next Wednesday. He's the only newcomer, but there are recalls for Arsenal's Michael Thomas and Manchester United's Michael Phelan. Independent Radio News.
Aircheckdownloads.com.